gets it ahead to Matthews. Matthews in the corner for three. Yeah, baby! Chapman Harwood in the mid pocket. Harwood coming back. Yeah, boy! Rolling in.
Welcome back to the Bruins Basketball Show. I am Coach Tony Miller, and this is an exciting week for us here on campus. This is homecoming week, and we have a lot of fun activities planned, and kicking off with some volleyball games and some soccer games that are actually happening this evening. And even though we as a basketball program haven't really officially started our season, we started practice, but we haven't started our games. We'll have some things planned for this weekend, and we have Coach Yu on the show this week. I wanted him to come on so he could kind of tell us some of the things. It's been something that's kind of new to the school. We haven't had homecoming for that many years, but we as a program have kind of decided that we want to get involved with and actually run some things. Our program now is old enough and has been around long enough where we're starting to get some alumni and starting to get some fan base even here in the local community. And one of the things that Coach Uaro and I have discussed even several times on this show is trying to involve those who have been a part of our program, whether that is our players or fans or their family that have come and supported over the last few years, and get them involved a little bit more. So Coach, if you want to just kind of briefly talk about some of the things that we have planned, if you want to really just start out and talk about things that we've done in the past and how we've kind of built upon those things, just to give people an idea.
Well, traditionally, we've helped down at the Activity Center with booths, being welcoming to the community. We've got bounce houses and different games and stuff like that. And I think it's important for the athletes to be involved in that. And I think it's important for the community to see that aspect of our program. We usually do a clinic, about an hour, hour and a half clinic, where the players work with young kids and teach them a game of basketball and spend, again, about an hour with them there. And we're adding to that this year. We're having our first ever alumni game. We've got almost every person who is an alumnus who graduated coming back to play in it. And that's something I've worked on for about a year, trying to involve the people from the past and have them be in good communication and have a good relationship with the guys who are representing the Bruin family now. And I think that's an important thing to do, is to always know your history, know where you started. And so Coach Ring, as being the first coach of the basketball program, he's going to be involved in our breakfast on Saturday morning. And then he's going to also be a little bit involved with our game at 2:00 on Saturday. So it's a way to tie the past to the present.
And we're actually doing a little bit too Friday night to kind of kick things off just for our program to help out a little bit, and some things that are open for the student body. I mentioned some of the ones that will be coming back. We've got about, I think if we counted right, between about 15 and 20 guys who are coming back. That's been really important for us. We know some of the older guys, and we're trying to help our guys kind of pick up on who all's been here and the work that's really established what we have going on here. As far as the breakfast goes, just an opportunity for kind of the two groups to get together and to get to know each other a little bit better. But then you mentioned the alumni game. You want to mention kind of like times and, you know, opportunities for people to come and that kind of stuff?
Well, the clinic is from 12:45 to 1:45, and then the game will be at 2:00. And there are other affinity reunions going on at that time, but that is one choice that they have, and it's the first time that will be available for men's basketball. So again, it's just a chance for the people who are wearing a current jersey number to see who was the first one to do that, to see who came before them. And I want the veteran players, the graduates, the alumnus, to be people that the current guys can reach out to and rely on for advice on being a student athlete, maybe help them with jobs after they graduate, maybe just be a supporter for them, whether it's just being a supporter in person or financially or any way they see fit. Maybe it's just praying for them. I really want that tie to happen. And so I'm hoping Saturday lays the foundation for that. And I've really been pleased with the response of how many guys are coming from out of state, especially to make sure that they're part of this inaugural Bruins men's basketball alumni game.
We'd love to see a lot of you guys come out to that on Saturday. We'll be, like we said, involved throughout the week. So we'd love to see you here on campus. A lot of activities in conjunction with homecoming week, sports and Bruins related. There'll be some games on Friday night and Saturday night, both the volleyball teams and our volleyball team and the soccer teams will have some games. So really exciting weekend. Some other activities, non-Bruins related to those that would like to have kids come, and some activities on Saturday morning here on campus as well. So just a really exciting week for everything that's going on here, and we hope to see you there.
Got the buzzer. No good. Overtime.
Wanted to take the last few minutes here of the show and continue to introduce you to some of our newer players. We've tried to have several on the last few weeks. And so this week, another new member to our basketball program, Zach Orr. Zach, we appreciate you taking the time to stop by and talk to us.
I'm glad to be here.
So we want to kind of give you a quick rundown of where Zach is from and quick bio of him, but something that's just interesting. The guys that we've had on so far on the show have all been freshmen. Zach is not a freshman. Zach is actually one of our transfer students, and we'll talk briefly about that in just a second. But you want to kind of give people a little bit of a bio of who you are, where you're from, maybe your major, that kind of thing.
Well, I come from a small town of Homer, Georgia. There's not many people there. It's one of those places where everyone knows everyone. And growing up there, it really taught me like to be a part of a family environment. A lot of my high school coach, that's kind of what he instilled, of just being in a family environment. That's something that I really envy here at Bob Jones, especially with this team, is we have that family environment. Because I know being the new kid coming, transferring to a new school can be tough sometimes, but my teammates here this year, they've really welcomed me and just made it really good environment for me to come into and accept me as part of the program.
So just in a few weeks, Zach is going to join us on the What's Bruin podcast, which is a little bit more look into our Bruins program. And if you want to look forward to that, we'll talk a little bit more with Zach. Just kind of like finishing up here, though, kind of interesting. We kind of, our paths cross in a very unique way, and we'll talk more about that on the What's Bruin podcast. But since you've been here, getting on campus, and maybe even before that, kind of coming in, having the opportunity to see our program last year, you talked about the kind of the family atmosphere, but what all drew you to the school, and then even interacting with teammates and that kind of thing? What were things that stood out that kind of made this as kind of your top priority, and then obviously your final destination?
A lot of the things I looked at, it was a place where I could grow spiritually, academically, and physically. And I looked into all that before coming here. I knew it was a place where I could eventually get the best education that I knew I needed in order to be successful in the future. But I could also become a better basketball player by being in this environment, because I saw the work that you guys were putting into the players before me that came, and the success you guys have had on and off the court. And I really thought a lot about that, and I thought a lot about the coaching staff. That's why I ended up making that decision.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think a lot of our interactions, just kind of informally, just you following our program and seeing things on social media, and that, just kind of a shameless plug for that. If you're wanting to get to know our program a little bit better, probably the fastest and the easiest way to see what's going on and the things that are happening here is to follow our individual sports team. We're at BJU Bruins MBB on both Instagram and Twitter, and then our program for our whole department is at BJU Bruins, and kind of gives students and potential student athletes a look into the things that are happening here on campus and our individual programs. And said we'll talk a little bit more to Zach here coming up in a week or so on the What's Bruin podcast. But Zach, thanks so much for stopping by and talking to us.
Appreciate you having me.
Until next time, you all enjoy your journey.